Hello there, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to start with Exodus chapter 29, verses 1 through 22 in the World English Bible, and it says this. This is the thing that you shall do to them to make them holy, to minister to me in the priest's office. Take one young bull and two rams without defect, unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil. You shall make them of fine wheat flour. You shall put them into one basket and bring them into the basket with the bull and the two rams. You shall bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tent of meeting and shall wash them with water. You shall take the garments and put on Aaron the tunic, the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and clothe him with the skillfully woven band of the ephod. You shall set the turban on his head and put the holy crown on the turban. Then you shall take the anointing oil and pour it on his head and anoint him. You shall bring his sons and put tunics on them. You shall clothe them with the belts and Aaron and his sons and bind headbands on them. They shall have the priesthood by a perpetual statute. You shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. You shall bring the bull before the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the bull. You shall kill the bull before Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting. You shall take the blood of the bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and you shall pour out all the blood at the base of the altar. You shall take all of the fat that covers the innards, the cover of the liver, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and burn them on the altar. But the meat of the bull and its skin and its dung you shall burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. You shall take also one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. You shall kill the ram, and you shall take its blood and sprinkle it around on the altar. You shall cut the ram into its pieces and watch its innards and its legs and put them with its pieces and with its head. You shall burn the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to Yahweh. It is a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. You shall take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. Then you shall kill the ram, and take some of its blood, and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and on the tip of the right ear of his sons, and on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood around the altar. You shall take of the blood that is on the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron, and on his garments, and on his sons, and on the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be made holy, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Also, you shall take some of the ram's fat, the fat tail, the fat that covers the innards, the cover of the liver, the two kidneys, the fat that is on them, and the right thigh, for it is a ram of consecration. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that we don't need a ram of consecration anymore, that we don't need an ox to atone for our sins. But Lord, this also really shows us just how grievous sin is, that it requires bloodshed to be forgiven, to be set free, to be made whole and pure and clean and holy. And so, Lord, we don't take that for granted. This was a bloody event. And as these priests were being consecrated, you have already consecrated us through the blood of Jesus on the cross. And so we're so grateful for that. And Lord, you also say that we are a kingdom of priests, that we are given this mantle, that we are wearing that ephod, that we are holy before you, that we are ministering to you, that we can go into the Holy of Holies, that we are set free, that we are cleansed, that we are sprinkled, just like I believe it was in 1 Peter, that we are sprinkled in your blood. And so, Lord, thank you for the symbolism, but thank you for the reality of what this conveys, that there was bloodshed necessary for the forgiveness of sins. And thank you that your sacrifice was once and for all, you do not have to keep dying and resurrecting, that you have done that once and for all, and now we are welcomed into your family. Lord, for those who feel far away from you, help us to understand that we're your children, that we have been drawn with loving kindness, that you are our Father, and you are the Father that sings and delights over us. We don't have to conjure that up or try to make it happen. Instead, we can rest in your delight in us. And Lord, I thank you so much for granting us peace of mind and the perseverance that we need today. Lord, some of us are struggling and we just need strength in our weakness. And so would you just please provide that in Jesus' name? Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Michelle Niedert. She has a new book that just came out called Make Up Your Mind. And this is with co-author Denise Pass. And this is one of those books that I think is really important, talking about your mental health. Every day we fight the battle after battle in our mind. How many of you can relate like that? Many times we're unaware of the real fight at hand and we wind up defeated as if we can't win the battle of our own mind. And I definitely have been in that place. It's our own mind, but we can struggle to make it up. Negative mindsets limit our existence by keeping us bound in habits and attitudes unless we know how to break free of them. So your mindset matters, but sadly, when we operate our lives caving into unhealthy mindsets, we can tend to live defeated lives by lacking joy and peace stemming from negative thought patterns. So after you pick up this book and after you finish it, you're going to be able to solve the subconscious pain that shackles your soul, resolve to renew your mind and release common mindset struggles. You're going to dissolve discouragement and discover delight again and absolve ourselves from thoughts absorbed in self. Proverbs 4:23 says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. And so if you have been struggling like I have with just dealing with the thoughts in your head, pick up the book Make Up Your Mind by Michelle Niedert and Denise Pass. And thanks so much to Michelle for sponsoring the show. If you'd like to sponsor the show, you can email my assistant Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com. We have some opening slots in the month of June and July. So thanks.